I'm Sydney.
I'm Ella.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Spencer.
And you're listening to Deadly Discussions.
Capital punishment. It's something that the four of us are against, but it lives on.
The average cost for execution via lethal injection is about $16,500.
Shouldn't that money go to better causes that need funding?
Yeah. The state of California has the most expensive death penalty so far in the U.S. It has spent over $4.6 billion on only 13 executions. That money could help with many things that need the money. To do this, they could just sentence criminals to life in prison. The death penalty is actually $2 million more than life in prison on average. If we could save a lot of money, why not do it?
Why just save money when you can save a life? In religious governments, people can be executed for common crimes like drug trafficking, prostitution, incest, adultery, theft, and kidnapping. They believe that God gives them the power to kill because they are religious leaders and a higher power. We as Americans also believe that we are better than the convicted because we are innocent. We view it as a way to remove a criminal and purify our society.
Pure or not, once a life has been stolen, there is no undo button. If someone was innocent and they were killed, sorry doesn't bring them back no matter how hard you try. If someone's in jail and they're innocent, you can release them easily with minimal damage done. But if they're dead, no amount of money could save them if they were innocent.
Wealthier criminals can buy better lawyers and be just as bad or worse than an impoverished criminal, depicting whether the wealthier may live and poverty-stricken may die. Wealthier criminals can buy their way into life. A lot of people on death row live in poverty, leading to higher execution rates. For example, Lori Loughlin, a famous Hallmark actress, committed money laundering, and due to her wealth, she got away with just community service, even though her sentence was much worse.
Regardless of the cost,
even if they deserve it,
or if they're guilty,
despite their social status,
nobody deserves to be sentenced to death.
This penalty needs to happen less.
Thanks for listening, and please tune in on our next discussion about teen suicide
and how it affects our society today.
This was a deadly discussion.